A handful of people showed up for the hearing, which ran less than 30 minutes. Wisconsin DNR senior fisheries biologist Brad Ray says Cisco harvest quadrupled in 2008 when tribal and state commercial fishermen brought in around 1.4 million pounds. Ray says the rule would limit the state's 10 commercial license holders to 130,000 pounds each.
The eggs of Cisco are an important diet item for the whitefish throughout the winter. And so that's important to maintain a population that can sustain the other fish in the ecosystem, as well as sustainable commercial harvest.
State license holders say the limit would leave them at a disadvantage to tribal fishermen who are not affected by the rule. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.